Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We're continuing our look at the 23rd Psalm, and we arrive at the provision of God preparing a table for the sheep in the presence of our enemies. That's from verse 5. This is a side of God that you might even call motherly, and it's a very New Testament illustration of the heartbeat of God. Think about it. Jesus came, the Bible says in John 1, from the bosom of the Father. That's a term we don't often equate with fathers. In John 1:29, he was called the Lamb of God. Another soft example. He could have been the lion, but he was the Lamb. And no matter how old we get, mothers keep right on being motherly, and that speaks to the fact, or rather this psalm speaks to that fact, I guess you could say. You know, moms are always making sure their kids have plenty to eat. My mom did it. She still does. If I'm around mom, she's going to make sure everybody has food on the table. My wife does the same thing with our kids and with anybody that walks through the door. She's not going to allow them to skip a meal. She wants to make sure they have plenty to eat at every meal. They send enough money in their kid's pocket when they go to school in case you get hungry. Well, God's the same way. In Psalms 23:5, he prepares that table for his sheep in the presence of their enemies. It's only a parent's love that's more concerned with whether or not you eat than with the fact that your enemies are watching. Think about it. God seems content with us just eating, as if he is assuring you, you eat, I'll take care of the enemy. I mean, part of the provision that God gives us in the presence of a world full of turmoil, and let's be honest, there's a lot of turmoil and there's a lot of pain, but part of the provision is his healing power. When the shepherd would settle the sheep down for the evening in the safe place, he would go around the flock and check all of his sheep for injuries. And as he inspected each individual sheep, he would give whatever care that sheep needed, very carefully apply whatever they needed applied. And he would even carry a horn of oil with him to anoint those sheep, pour it over them to take care of bugs and flies if it were necessary. Well, the anointing of the sheep has little to do with God smearing his spirit on you for service or for a sermon. There's certainly an anointing attached to doing God's work, no doubt. But in this scripture, it really talks about the shepherd applying oil to the face and the head in order to protect. You see, the fly in the Bible is most commonly a type of demonic spirits. The Greek rendering, in fact, of the word Beelzebub is Lord of the Flies. And it was this sort of pseudo-deity that Jesus was even accused of being linked with in Matthew 12. When the Good Shepherd anoints you with the Holy Spirit, it's really to keep the demonic powers of the enemy, lying and accusation, from annoying you. Just appeal to the Holy Spirit for relief from these pests if these pests are flying about your spirit. You don't have to take it. And finally, the provision that he's talking about is really abundant grace and favor, because he says, my cup runneth over. This is not a just enough blessing. This is a too much blessing, for lack of a better term. I mean, when the shepherd provides for his own, he does so with as much as you want. I mean, Paul said in Romans 5:17 that when we receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness, we reign in life by one Jesus Christ. So I would say, don't receive enough. Receive the cup running over. Prepare for provision today. He's going to feed you even as your enemies are watching it happen. He's going to smear his comforting Holy Spirit on you even as all hell comes against you. He will pour out goodness and favor until it spills over and affects those around you. Listen, he's your good shepherd. Let him be truly good today. Grace to you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.